Hello, this is Grandpa Reavy with another story for Luke. This is a story about the time that Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny went fishing. It was a nice June day, and Porky and Bugs were sitting out front on the front porch, and they had just got done digging in the garden and pulling some weeds out of it. During that time, they had found some worms, which they put in a coffee can. Porky looked over at Bugs, and he saw that the can was half full of worms, and he said,
Bugs, I think we gotta use these worms to go fishing.
And Bugs said,
yeah, that sure sounds like a good idea. In fact, I was just about to say that myself. Yeah, we should take these worms out and go fishing.
So with that, they put down their shovel and their rake and their hoe, and they went over to the garage where they kept their fishing poles and tackle box, and they grabbed their fishing poles and their tackle box and the worms, and they headed down to the lake where there was a dock. As they got close to the dock, they saw a movement in the water, which indicated that possibly fish were out there, and if they were out there, possibly they were hungry. So the first thing that happened is they set down their tackle box, they took their fishing pole and put a bobber on it, and a little hook, and a split shot. And then they strung a nice juicy worm onto the hook on each of their poles, and at the count of three, one, two, three, both of them casted their rods out into the lake, and their bobber landed with a plop in the water, and the worm began to sink. The worm went down, the split shot brought it down, and then all of a sudden, the bobber went underwater. And Porky saw this, and he goes, Bugs, look at my bobber went underwater. And Bugs said, yep, it looks like you caught a fish. Oh, you at least have a fish on the line. You got to set the hook. Give that pole a yank. So just then, Porky yanked as hard as he could, and sure enough, he set the hook. And the pole began to bend, and the fish began to swim harder and harder and deeper into the blue, cold lake. Porky almost had to let go of the pole that was pulling so hard, but he didn't. He held on tightly. But he was being pulled towards the edge of the dock because this was a big fish. He tried hard to hold on and to not get pulled into the water, and he said, Bugs, help me. I'm getting pulled by the fish. So Bugs laid his pole down, and he grabbed Porky from around the waist, and the two of them together began to pull backwards, step by step, inch by inch, and Porky began to wind in the line. Slowly and slowly the fish came towards the surface, and they began to see swirls in the water. Then all of a sudden, this giant fish jumped clear out of the water, flashing and flipping its tail and splashing. And he came down with a crash in the water and a giant splash, which completely soaked both of them as they sat on the dock, or as they stood on the dock. And then the fish dove deep again and took out more line, and Porky's line was going out as fast as it could, and he was holding on for dear life. And the fish was going deeper and deeper. Then he stopped the fish again, and he began to turn it. He began to reel it in. And then he pulled the fish back. And inch by inch, it became closer and closer to the dock. And then finally, the fish got real close to the dock. And all of a sudden, the fish jumped out of the water. And he landed on the dock right between Porky and Bugs. And he was flipping. And both of them were so surprised that they dropped their poles and they ran up the hill, and they got halfway up the hill from the lake, and Porky and Bugs looked at each other and they said, wait a minute, what are we doing? The fish is out of the water, he's on the dock, and we didn't stay there. We can get him now. So they turned around and they ran back down to the dock, and just as they got to the dock, the fish flipped up into the air and he came down with a splash back in the lake, and he went down into the deep water. At that point, the hook had come off, and the fish was back in the water where he wanted to be. Porky looked at Bugs, and he goes, Bugs, that was sure a big fish, wasn't it? And Bugs said, yep,
That was one of the biggest fish I've seen. We almost had it, but we'll get another one. Let's bait up our hooks again, and we'll go try for another fish. With that, Porky and Bugs reached down in the can, and they pulled out another juicy worm for each of them, and they strung that worm onto their nice sharp hooks, and once again they cast it back out into the lake. And it wasn't long before Porky noticed that Bug was getting a nibble. Of course, Bug was laying back chewing on a carrot, and he was looking up at the sky, so Porky had to tell him that you had a bite. So he says, "Bugs." Bug says, "Yeah, what?" He said, "You have a bite." "Ah, okay." So with that, Bugs jumped up, he grabbed his pole, and he got ready to set the hook. He had to wait until the bobber went all the way under, because that's when you set the hook. All of a sudden, the bobber started to go down, and just as it went underwater, Bugs pulled with all his might, and the pole jerked on the line, and the line jerked on the hook, which set it, and the pole bent under the strain of the fish pulling, and the fight was on. Bugs began to wind in, but every inch he brought in, the fish took out 2 inches. This was another big fish, and he was pulling very hard. And now, Porky went around behind Bugs and grabbed him to help keep Bugs on the dock, because Bugs was being pulled closer and closer to the water by the fish. The fish swam to the left, then he turned and he swam to the right. Then he jumped up in the air, then he danced on his tail, then he took a deep dive for the bottom, then he came back up, and all of a sudden he began to tire, and Bugs was able to reel in a little bit more line and a little bit more line, and finally, when Bugs was almost wore out, where he could hardly move his arm, the fish came up alongside the dock, and Porky put a net under it and lifted, and he got that fish in the net and lifted him up onto the dock, and the fish flipped a few times, and then Porky took his little bat that he carries in his tackle box and he bopped the fish right in the nose, which made the fish take a brief nap, and the fish lay there, and Porky and Bugs could not believe it was such a pretty fish. It was a muskie, and they took a picture of it. And they called the DNR, and the DNR came out, and they weighed it, and it was a new state record for that type of fish being caught by a bunny rabbit. And then Bugs is the kind of man that doesn't like to take a fish home unless he's going to eat it. And since he's got plenty of carrots and all kinds of other food, and since his fish might have children, he wanted to let the fish go. So him and Porky, when the fish woke up, they put the fish back in the lake, and the fish thanked them, and the fish swam deep away into deep water and lived happily ever after. The rest of the day they continued to fish, and they caught a number of smaller fish like bluegills and rock bass and perch, and all of those they put in their fishing creel. And by 5 o'clock they had the creel almost full of fish, and therefore they had enough to have a really good fish fry. So they went back up to their house. They called all of their friends and told them that they were having a fish fry at 6:30. So by 6:30, all the friends had arrived. Raccoon had arrived, Pluto had arrived, Goofy had arrived, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse had arrived, Petunia had arrived, Matilda had arrived, Elmer Fudd arrived, the Roadrunner arrived, the Coyote arrived, a moose came in, a bear came, a koala bear came, a kangaroo came, a giraffe came, and a cat and a dog came, and they all stood around the table while Porky and Bugs cooked the fish and made it nice and tasteful. And then everybody sat down and they all enjoyed a great big fish fry, a wonderful feast. And it was a wonderful time by everybody, and they had a wonderful day and a wonderful evening, and at the end of the day they went to bed and they had dreams of fishing all night long. And soon they decided they are going to take another fishing trip, and this time it'll be out on a boat in the lake going after the big ones. And that's the end of the story of Porky and Bugs going fishing.